coaching. Con Noa coaching.
Well, hello, everybody, and welcome to the Con Noa podcast with me, Marie Oldfield, and today's guest, Tony Martinetti. Have I said that right, Tony?
You sure did. Thank you so much.
It's a pleasure to have you here. I'm looking forward to our episode today because there's so much to get through. Do you want to kind of start by giving our listeners a bit of background as to who you are and how you got where you are?
Absolutely. So first of all, thank you for having me on, Marie. This is great. And just a little background as to who I am now and where did, how did I get here? So right now I'm a coach, advisor. I do host a podcast, an author, many things. I wear many hats, but the thing about who I am now is that I wouldn't have gotten here if I hadn't taken that moment to question how I was showing up. I spent about 25 years in the corporate world where I was playing a role as a biotech finance and strategy professional in industry. And it was great, but there was something missing. I kept on saying, well, you know, what is it that I really want for myself? And why do I keep on just pushing on to become this finance expert or what have you? And eventually came to a point where I was burning myself out trying to do this thing that, you know, was really not who I am. And I stopped doing that because I was really, you know, at this place of being detrimental to my health and even to this place where I was really dark and feeling like, you know, I had lost meaning and hope for what I was doing with my life. And I decided to turn things around and connect to, you know, what is it that I really, really want for myself, to ask those questions that are really important. I often say that, well, my tagline is inspiration through honest conversation. And I had to start having honest conversations with myself, as funny as that may sound. And through those conversations, I realized that my purpose is much deeper than what I was doing at the time. I needed to jump out and do things that were connected with helping other people to be more honest with themselves, to be more true to what they want in the world. And that's what led me down this path of becoming a coach and advisor and just getting people to not limit themselves to one box that they're living in, because that's what I was doing most of my life.
So this is a really big area, actually, because when we say have an honest conversation, how easy is it to actually get that to work?
Yeah, it's not easy. And I think that's why it's good to have somebody who's on the journey, maybe a coach or someone who you trust, who can like hold you accountable to really, you know, push into that space of, you know, have you really been honest to question, you know, what do you want? Who do you really want to be? What contribution do you really want to make in life? And don't just look at the success as society defines it. You know, one of the things that I tapped into, I wrote a book called Climbing the Right Mountain, which is all about, you know, this mountain we're climbing in life where we say, you know, now I've gotten to this place based on what everyone said I should want, but I may not want this anymore. And I don't like the view I see. So I often tell people you have to define success on your own terms, not based on what everyone else thinks it looks like. And ultimately, you know, taking that step back and having people challenge you, hold you accountable, a coach, a mentor, somebody to ask you, hey, really, are you being honest with yourself about what you want and not what other people want for you?
That's really difficult, actually, because we all spend most of our life doing what we're kind of told to do or what we think we should do, and actually to try and break out of that mindset and to be honest and say, well, actually, that's not what I want and I want to do something completely different. It's not even just like saying I'm doing something in engineering and I want to do something in art. It's even more fundamental than that to be able to kind of line up with your own personal values. How can you start to take that journey if it's something that you're thinking about doing?
Yeah, I think one of the first things you can do is do some, I call it like cultural anthropology. You know, you look back and kind of dig into your past, you know, start to really dig past the layers of what's on the surface, because on the surface, you may be saying to yourself like, well, I'm a mother or I'm a father, and, you know, I take care of people, but, you know, underneath it all, what is it that you were wired for when you first started to, you know, grow up in your early days? What were the things that you connected to? You know, for me, I was an artist as a child, and I stuffed that down because I was like, well, I can't do much with that. A lot of the well-meaning adults in my life would continue to say, well, do something that's going to make a living because you don't want to be struggling. They don't want to see you struggle. But in reality, because that was kind of programmed into me early on, it had me in this place of saying, well, I can't be who I truly am. And when you go and do that digging in, the, you know, archaeology into this process of understanding yourself, you can find some of the true values and where they come from, the core values of who you are, and find out what it is about you that you want to be true, that you want to have on the surface, so that you can then look into the future and understand, what in the future do I want to connect to that I can use these newfound understandings to tap into? Who do I want to be based on this new learning? And then I can act in the present. So it's like a time traveling that you need to tap into.
And when you say success as well, I mean, that's a word that's got so much meaning to it. How do we kind of, because again, we're told what success looks like, and often it's attached to money. So how can we kind of then say, well, I'm not really bothered about earning about too much money. I just want to do this and I want to be happy. And that's, you know, a bigger thing to me. Is it difficult for people to move away from those kind of preset notions of what success is towards something that is more suitable for themselves?
Absolutely.
You're listening to the Kuhnur podcast. If you want to ask a question to our experts, just go to kuhnurcoaching.com and you will find the link to the podcast where you can leave us a voice message or send us an email, and we will ask your question direct to the expert. That's kuhnurcoaching.com. Kuhnur Coaching is set up to offer mentoring, coaching and courses in leadership, negotiation and soft skills. If you're interested in finding out more about what Kuhnur Coaching has to offer you, you can get in touch via Facebook, Instagram, you can type Kuhnur into Google, you can email us on kuhnurcoaching@gmail.com or go to our website at kuhnurcoaching.com. That's kuhnurcoaching.com.
Absolutely. It's one of the hardest things we can do because we have a barrage of influences coming at us from all angles. I mean, think about social media. My gosh, it's crazy all the things we see of what, you know, the people coming, you know, walking around with flashy cars, flashy clothes, all these flashy, the flashiness. But what we don't see underneath it all is who are they? Who are they really? And how do they get there? And who, you know, what do they care about underneath that all? And what we need to understand for ourselves is we need to turn it around and say, who am I and who do I want to be? And how can I kind of block out some of that, those influences, instead focus on how can I take my journey to the next level, compare myself against myself. And I love also tapping into this idea of the gap and the gain thinking, which really is powerful, which is when you think about like what I don't have and what I need to get to the place that I want to go to, you're always going to be losing because you're always feeling like I'm missing something. But when you think back and you think about what you've gained to this place, you know, where you are today, you can use that as the fuel to move forward and say, like, all I need to do is to take one step further from where I was and realize that every time I take a step, I'm gaining from that one place. And it gives you momentum as opposed to feeling like I'm always lacking.
I think that's an important point that you raise as well, kind of constantly comparing against a false mirror, because a lot of these people that are maybe influencers or celebrities, we don't actually know them. And quite a few of them, we've seen a lot of suicides in the last few years. We've seen people that are very unhappy. We've seen people in drug rehab, alcohol rehab. How happy can these people actually be? Because they're in an ecosystem that is selling them, and they're kind of the product, and they have to keep on doing this stuff to you know, be relevant or to be liked or to earn money. Mm-hmm. And actually, the rest of us are actually quite lucky that we've not got that level of pressure, and that we have got that freedom to be able to make the change. But even so, comparison against this kind of false life is so tempting. And then it is very difficult to try to change, because it's easy to get sucked back into it and to think, well, everybody wants to do this, I should do it. I mean, when I used to teach, I used to have kids at school telling me they wanted to be a YouTube star and they'd miss their maths lessons. And I'm saying, well, you can't get a job without maths and you may well not be a YouTube star. So what's the backup? So I think there's a kind of balance between what are you going to do that's going to actually pay your way in life, but how are you going to do that in a way that is suitable for yourself?
Yeah. I love that you bring this up because it's exactly how I feel, is this element of like, you know, knowing that there's something behind this person's facade that, you know, underneath they could be hurting, and, you know, heavy wears the crown. The person who's wearing the crown is really heavy because they have to maintain that image for life. So when you think about it, you have to think about, what do I want for myself, and say, you know, if I do want to be on stage, let's say, or I want to be somebody who's well known, well, that's, it's not to sell ourselves short. We should strive for, you know, meaningful impact, or we should not sell ourselves short, but we should be doing it for the right reasons. And that's why it should be defined based on what you want, not what other people are telling you is the right version of what the truth is.
I think this is such a complex topic, and it kind of feeds into some really deep psychology, doesn't it, in terms of how we see ourselves, how resistant we are to change, how willing we are to kind of accept something new. Because again, when sometimes when you look at the new thing, it can be so scary that it's easier just to stay with the old thing, even if you don't want it. So then you're never going to make that leap. So how can you kind of start to think about making these changes in a non-scary way?
Yeah. And I like how you said that, because there's an element of stopping in your like taking a pause moment and just say, okay, I'm on a path that has me doing X versus, you know, let's say I'm on a path to becoming, you know, the CEO of a company. And, you know, the reason why I'm after that is because everyone says that's what I should want. And so I'm working really hard to make that happen, but maybe it's time for me to pause and step away and say, why did I commit to this path? Maybe it's time for me to look at what other paths are available to me. And is there another way that I could find the fulfillment that I'm looking for? What is fulfillment to me? And start asking those questions before you take another step forward. Find out what it is that you want to challenge yourself into, to be able to say, okay, is this the right path? And, you know, should I choose a different path, or am I on the right path? I just need to make sure that I look at this next step with a different lens, to see things from a different viewpoint, to say, this might be the right path, but I need to make sure I'm not going too heavy on myself or too hard on myself to create this thing that I might burn myself out in the process of creating. Either way, it's about breaking the patterns of our thinking. So to make sure we're not so maniacally focused, to use a very loaded term, but like maniacally focused and singularly focused on one thing that has been driving us, and in that process, not allowing ourselves to be fully human, meaning living a life. We have to live life in the process of creating our life. And what I'll tap into here is, you can't be saying to yourself, oh, I'll be happy when I get to that place. You have to be happy now so that you are enjoying the journey that you're on to get to where you want to be.
That's actually really key, because it's easy to say, I'll be happy when, and actually that when can be 25 years away. And actually, when you get there, are you happy? Or is it just that you've got another piece of paper or another something? And what did you do for the last 25 years? Were you happy then? Is this kind of mindset is so difficult, and it shouldn't really be, because we should be happy with what we're doing in our life, and we should be able to set that up. And but it seems just very difficult to be able to do that, because we seem to inherently think that we need suffering and we need, you know, hardship to actually get where we're going.
yeah it's funny, like I often hear from people that especially the overachievers and the perfectionists in the corporate world who I've talk to, that they felt like a martyr at times, where they just would continue to be the person who would suffer on behalf of the other people. So they would skip vacations, they would double down on, you know, working even harder just because they knew that, well, if I do this, I'll be the hero of the day. I'll save the day. But where I often see them is they're on the side of the road, broken down, and just trying to get themselves back in the game because they just burnt themselves out. And they've lost sight of what's important. So I think when you start fooling yourself into being that martyr and feeling like this is, if I just push on, I can make it happen, you realize that it's not the way to go, that you need to continue to recharge, find ways along the path to say, am I on the right path? And what do I need right now from a self-care perspective to ensure that I don't burn myself out in the process of creating what I want?
And it is very easy to kind of blink and be old. And then all of a sudden, all the time's gone. And you kind of look back and say, well, I mean, I know, you know, myself, I've spent some years where I've been, you know, burnt out and I've been a bit of a martyr. And what did I get from that? Nothing, really. And then you have to kind of reassess your life. But it seems to me that when people kind of do this, it tends to be a little bit later in life that they start to try and reassess, because they're thinking, well, actually, I'm a bit more mature now and this is just not suited me anymore. What do you think the value is in being able to have these kind of skills a little bit earlier on?
100%. I mean, there's we should learn from people who, you know, we see along our journey, mentors, people who can share stories, and in books that, you know, share insights around, you know, how did you navigate your journey? How did this really come to, how did you figure out your path? Now, we're going to make our own mistakes. Each person's going to make their own mistakes along their journey. And so, and that's beautiful because we learn from those, but learn from other people as well. And, you know, figure out how they did it so that you can see how this helps to inform your own journey. And I just want to mention this quickly, that I have a podcast called The Virtual Campfire. And the reason why I created it is because I wanted to be able to share, you know, stories of transformation where people who were on their journey could share what were the moments that really revealed who they are on that path. I call them flashpoints, you know, the points in their journey that ignited their gifts into the world, because in those difficult points, they revealed who they are. They could have been periods where they struggled with a, I don't know, life-threatening disease or a death of a loved one or other real challenging situations, or just general feelings of like, I can't do this anymore the way life is. I need to move on and do something different. And I think that is important, because when you have those moments and you can learn from people as they share those stories, then what happens is you can say, yeah, I kind of feel that way right now. And I think I'm ready to start making that change and not waiting till I'm older, not waiting till I'm far down the line. I can learn from that.
How do you kind of start if you feel really uncomfortable with what's actually going on and you've kind of got all these expectations on you and you're going down a certain path? How can you start to try and find out what it is that you actually really want to do if you're just not sure and you've not got an idea, but you know you don't want to be where you are right now?
I love this question, because I had this scientific, I played in different roles. I was an artist, you know, a finance professional, business person, and I also love sciences. So I, you know, was in the biotech industry and I love to experiment. So when it comes down to it, you have to be able to play with certain ideas that show up. Nothing's going to be laid out perfectly for you, but you have to be able to take some measured risks into different areas. When you start to look at things that are lighting you up on a day-to-day basis, you say, okay, well, maybe I have an interest in exploring, maybe it's writing a book, being an author, just using that as an example. Well, have you written anything? If writing itself is something that intrigues you, start writing. And you don't have to quit your day job to do that. You can start playing with that idea. And then eventually what happens is you start writing more, you talk to other authors or potential, you know, you talk to people who are authors already, and you can start to make it more real for you. Any field is like that. With a few exceptions, the barrier to entry is not as high as people think it is. All you have to do is start having conversations and learning what it is that these particular jobs require. and what you need, where the gaps are between where you are and where you want to go. I know gap thinking, but but you have to at some point start with little steps to get you to where you want to go.
What would you say to people that say, well, actually, I've gone down this whole path of a career. I've got all these really specific skills. There's no way now that I can repurpose any of that or learn some new stuff and go on to a new path.
Yeah, I would say that let's talk about specifics of those skills that you learned. What is the gold hiding inside of that that you can leverage to move into a new area? I mean, it doesn't have to be like reinventing yourself from, you know, you're starting from ground zero. You're starting from a place where you've got a lot of great experiences. You just got to figure out how to use them in a different way. You're going to use them in a way that allows you to say, I did this and this can be applied in another field in this way. But it's not as easy as it may sound. It takes some introspection. It takes some thinking about, well, how can I use my skills as a, let's say, an IT professional in a field of, you know, let's put it as like, I don't know, maybe content development, you know, organizing information, understanding how things connect. All these types of things can be really important when you move into a new field.
No, I think that's really key as well, because actually you just collect so many transferable skills as you're going along, and all of these transferable skills can be completely aimed at whatever career you want to do. And if you just want to learn some of the, you know, specifics, you can do that as well. If you're going into, I don't know, coding, you might need to learn coding, but do you know how to deal with people? Do you know how to write a report? And all these things start to actually really benefit the new path that you're on. I'm a big champion of transferable skills, because I think you can do a lot with what you've already got. So actually, instead of, and we had Saucony Prince on ages ago, and he was saying, actually, you're not climbing a new mountain, you're already halfway up that one because you've already got the base skills. So it's really interesting.
I love it.
So as we're coming to the end of the episode, it's honestly just goes too fast. Do you want to kind of give people an overview of where they can find you? And this, your podcast sounds amazing, actually. I'm going to check that out. And we will tag it all underneath so you can click straight through once we've told you where you can find it.
Fantastic. Well, thank you so much. So first of all, the best place to find me is on my website, which is inspiredpurposecoach.com. And there you can find a link to the podcast. You can find about my book, Climbing the Right Mountain, and all types of fun things there. My podcast is available on all different platforms. Virtual Campfire is the name of the Virtual Campfire is the name of the podcast, and it's on all the different channels. Wherever you find podcasts. And I'm also available on LinkedIn and other social media, but LinkedIn's my predominantly where you find me hanging out.
So. Well, thank you so much for coming on the episode today. It's been an absolute really quick, brief, you know, scarper through everything, but, you know, it's fascinating.
The same here. Thank you so much for having me on. It's a lot of fun.
You've been watching on YouTube or listening on an audio platform to the Kuno podcast. If you like what you're hearing, then don't forget to subscribe so you don't miss any amazing content, and don't forget to leave us a review.